Vice President Cheney says America is winning the war on terror and that a key sign of success is the fact that no terrorist attacks have been launched on U.S. soil since September 11, 2001. Cheney says the success is due to two factors. First, the United States has acted aggressively to confront terrorists abroad, what he termed taking the battle to the enemy overseas. But he also credited domestic efforts to make the United States less vulnerable to attack.
The terrorist surveillance program has been very important. We've engaged in a debate about the wisdom of the program and whether or not it's legal, but it clearly is legal, we believe. The extraordinary measures we've taken to defend the nation here at home are in no small part responsible for the fact that we have not been hit again since 9/11.
Civil liberties groups and others have criticized the federal government's program to monitor domestic telephone calls for possible terrorist activity. The Bush administration has said such surveillance only occurs when at least one party in the phone conversation is believed to be a foreign terrorist operative. Vice President Cheney was speaking at a Washington awards ceremony for distinguished members of the news media. In response to a question from a reporter, he criticized media disclosures about secret government operations relating to national security. He said such disclosures ultimately aid America's enemies and can make allies reluctant to cooperate with the United States on sensitive matters out of fear of exposure. Turning to Iraq, the vice president was asked if the Bush administration underestimated the strength of the insurgency that erupted after U.S.-led forces toppled Saddam Hussein in 2003. He said, "I think so."
If I look back on it now, I don't think anybody anticipated the level of violence that we've encountered, an area where I think we were faced with difficulties we didn't anticipate, was the devastation that 30 years of Saddam's rule had wrought, if you will, on the psychology of the Iraqi people.
Cheney said the insurgency has been dealt major defeats by the will of Iraqis to participate in elections to forge a new constitution and establish a democratic government representing the country's major ethnic groups. Michael Bowman, VOA News, The White House.